Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome to Walk and Talk Essentials English, the podcast from Fluency TV that helps you practice listening and speaking in English from anywhere. It's English teacher Adam here with Fluency Academy, and I am so happy to be here again today for episode 15. You will hear a dialogue between two native speakers, and I will help you to pronounce the words they say. When you hear this sound, you speak or repeat. Got it? Don't be afraid to speak out loud with me, like a real conversation. Today, we're going to talk about a very important topic. It has to do with food, but it isn't exactly about that. It is about food allergies, or foods that people are allergic to. And it's very important to know how to talk about this topic, especially if you have an allergy yourself. Awesome. Let's go. Let's listen to the conversation.
Hi, Anne. Do you want to go to that new seafood restaurant with me?
I can't. I'm allergic to seafood, remember?
Oh, sorry. I forgot. How about Mexican food?
Nah, I hate spicy food.
Okay, let's have a barbecue then.
Jenny, I'm a vegetarian.
Oh, right. What if we just get some ice cream?
Sorry, I'm lactose intolerant.
Netflix and popcorn?
I can't stand the smell of popcorn.
Annie, you're really hard to please.
In this dialogue, you heard two friends talking to each other. Did you understand anything that happened? One friend offers a bunch of different foods, and the other, well, we are going to listen again. And this time, focus on understanding what the second girl responds with each time.
Hi, Anne. Do you want to go to that new seafood restaurant with me?
I can't. I'm allergic to seafood, remember?
Oh, sorry, I forgot. How about Mexican food?
Nah, I hate spicy food.
Okay, let's have a barbecue then.
Jenny, I'm a vegetarian.
Oh, right. What if we just get some ice cream?
Sorry, I'm lactose intolerant.
Netflix and popcorn?
I can't stand the smell of popcorn.
Annie, you're really hard to please.
Do you remember the names of each girl? The first is Jenny, and the second is Anne. The conversation begins with a typical greeting in English, hi, which is almost the same as hello, but just a bit more informal. Repeat with me, hi, Anne. Hi, Anne. Do you remember what word we use all the time to start a question in English? The word is do. So, here we have do you want. Repeat after me. Do you want? Say it again. Do you want? Again, do makes it a question, just like we have seen in past episodes. Now, the next verb after want is our action. The action is to go. Repeat after me. To go. To go. Great, so putting it together, you would say, do you want to go? Repeat after me. Do you want to go? Great job. In English, we have a lot of reductions, and it just so happens that we use one a lot with this exact phrase. So it's very common, instead of saying want to say wanna. Repeat after me, wanna. Right, so want to becomes wanna. So this phrase, do you want to go, would be, do you wanna go? Repeat, do you wanna go? Great job. Where does she wanna go? Now she says, that new seafood restaurant. Seafood is food from the sea. So fish, clams, octopus, shrimp, stuff like that. And restaurant is a place to go sit and eat food. So seafood restaurant is just that. Let's break it down a bit, part by part. That new restaurant. Say it with me. That new restaurant. Let's quickly hear the pronunciation of restaurant. Repeat after me. Restaurant. Restaurant. Great job. That new restaurant. And again, seafood. Food from the sea. Say it with me. Seafood. Great job. In English, we always put the characteristic of something before the word it describes. So, it's for that reason that we say seafood restaurant. Seafood first, because seafood describes the restaurant. Got it? Again, repeat with me. That new seafood restaurant. That new seafood restaurant. Nice job. And at the end, she adds, with me, just to make it more clear that she wants to go together. Right, so let's put it all together now. It's a longer phrase, but don't worry, we can do it. Repeat after me. Hi, Anne, do you want to go to that new seafood restaurant with me? Hi, Anne, do you want to go to that new seafood restaurant with me? Great. Now, Anne responds, I can't. I'm allergic to seafood. Remember? Repeat that first part with me. I can't. I can't. This means that you are not able to do something. You cannot. You can't. Repeat one more time. I can't. Great job. Now she continues talking about herself and why she can't. She says, I am, which is the contraction of I'm. Repeat after me. I am. Great. I am what? Allergic. Allergic is when you can't eat something because it makes you sick or causes a reaction. It could be to an animal, to food, to plants. Repeat with me. Allergic. Allergic. So, because people are allergic to something, we say allergic to. And we were just talking about seafood, right? Seafood. So, Anne says, I'm allergic to seafood. Repeat after me. I'm allergic to seafood. I'm allergic to seafood. Very good. We are going to say it just one more time. I'm allergic to seafood. Amazing. Now, Anne finishes with a little question for Jenny. Remember? Repeat with me. Remember? Remember? Remember is the verb we use to see if someone is familiar with something that they already knew, if they remember. Repeat one more time. Remember? Great. And what does Jenny say back? She says, oh, sorry, I forgot. She is asking for forgiveness with the word sorry. Repeat after me. Sorry. Right. And to forget is to not remember something, which makes sense, right? Repeat after me. I forgot. I forgot. Great. Let's put it all together now. Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot. Repeat after me. Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot. Great job. Good. Now Jenny proposes her own idea, her own place to eat. She says, how about Mexican food? How about is an expression used to get someone's opinion on something, to make someone think and respond with their answer. So, repeat after me. How about? Right. Now she says, Mexican food, which means food that is Mexican. Remember, In English, the describing word goes before. What it describes comes after. So, repeat with me. Mexican food. Mexican food. Awesome. I love Mexican food, but the real authentic Mexican food. So, whatever place we are talking about, we just put that before the food to describe it. For example, Japanese food. Repeat after me. Japanese food. Right, so Japanese food is food from Japan. Food that is Japanese. Great, so one more time. They are talking about Mexican food. Let's repeat it all together one more time. Repeat after me. How about Mexican food? How about Mexican food? Nice. Then Anne simply responds with, "Nah, I hate spicy food." What do you think of when someone says Mexican food? A lot of times I think spicy. There obviously are more mild meals, but Mexican is known for having very spicy chilies and seasonings. So that's why Anne says, "Nah, I hate spicy food." Let's take a look at this phrase. Nah is a very informal way to say no, and I hate is a very strong phrase to express that you really dislike something, that you don't like it at all. You hate it. Repeat with me. Nah, I hate. Nah, I hate. Good. Now she says spicy food. Repeat with me. Spicy food. Spicy food. Good. So all together, repeat after me. Nah, I hate spicy food. Nah, I hate spicy food. Good. Now, Jenny, a little bit irritated, says, "Let's have a barbecue." Barbecue is when someone grills a bunch of food, meat, chicken, and it's with a bunch of people. Repeat with me. Barbecue. Barbecue. Good. So now, using "let's have" is a way to suggest something, to give the idea. Let's have a barbecue. Repeat after me. Let's have a barbecue. Good. Let's is inclusive. It includes both her and Anne. And "have a barbecue" is the same as "to do a barbecue." Say it one more time. Let's have a barbecue. Nice. And now Anne responds, a bit angry, "Jenny, I'm a vegetarian." Do you think you might know what she's saying this time? Vegetarian? Vegetarian means someone who does not eat any type of meat. Repeat. Vegetarian. Vegetarian. Great. Now say, "I'm a vegetarian." Very good. All right. We're going to take a look at what we have seen so far. Jenny invites her friend to eat seafood, but her friend is allergic. So then Jenny suggests Mexican food, but her friend doesn't like spicy food. So then Jenny suggests a barbecue, but her friend is vegetarian. Pretty annoying. But Jenny doesn't give up. Now Jenny suggests, "Oh right, what if we just get some ice cream?" Ice cream is the yummy dessert that is cold and that you eat with a spoon. I always get chocolate. Let's repeat this first part with me. Oh right. Oh right. This is a great way to acknowledge what someone else says. Kind of as a reminder to yourself as well. Let's take a look at the next part. She then says, "What if?" What if? Nice. And now, since she is talking about both of them, she says, "We." Repeat with me. We. We. And again, that yummy dessert is called ice cream. Repeat, ice cream. Ice cream. And now, repeat together, ice cream. Ice cream. Good. So then the act of actually getting the ice cream would be to get ice cream. Repeat with me, to get ice cream. To get ice cream. Good. And altogether, what do we have? Repeat after me. What if we get some ice cream? What if we get some ice cream? Right, but Jenny adds another word in the middle of this phrase, and that word is just, which is used all the time in English, typically to simplify something. Repeat, just. Good. Now repeat with me all together one more time. What if we just get some ice cream? What if we just get some ice cream? Well done. So, to continue with the trend of saying no to Jenny's ideas, Anne responds, "Sorry, I'm lactose intolerant." Lactose intolerant means that she cannot eat food with lactose. It is similar to an allergy. First, let's remember what sorry means in English. Do you remember? We learned this already. Sorry is used to ask for someone's forgiveness, to apologize. Let's repeat it once. Sorry. Sorry. Good. Now, I am, or the contraction I'm, is used to talk about yourself. So she is saying, I'm lactose intolerant. Repeat this word with me. Intolerant. Intolerant. Good. And now the word lactose. Repeat with me. Lactose. Lactose. And now together, repeat, lactose intolerant. Lactose intolerant. Good. And now the whole phrase together one more time. Repeat with me. Sorry, I'm lactose intolerant. Good. Now, as a last try, Jenny takes a deep breath and says, Netflix and popcorn? Netflix. Pay attention to that pronunciation. Repeat after me. Netflix. Netflix. Good. And popcorn is that yummy yellow snack you get at the movie theater. Popcorn. Repeat with me. Popcorn. Popcorn. Will Anne finally accept? Sadly, no. Anne responds with, I can't stand the smell of popcorn. Now we will see part by part what this means. Let's break it down. I can't stand means to not be able to tolerate. Repeat, I can't stand. Great job. So what is it that she can't stand? The smell. The smell is the odor of something. For example, flowers have a lovely smell, and gasoline doesn't smell so great. Repeat after me, the smell. The smell. So, let's put it together. Repeat after me. The smell of popcorn. The smell of popcorn. Great. Now the entire phrase. Repeat with me. I can't stand the smell of popcorn. I can't stand the smell of popcorn. Interesting. Seems kind of weird to me, because I love the smell of popcorn. Maybe Anne just doesn't want to hang out with Jenny. Anyways, let's repeat it one more time. I can't stand the smell of popcorn. Nice. So after that, Jenny finally says, Anne, you're really hard to please. This is a phrase you use when someone is difficult to make happy. Let's break it down a bit. Here we have the contraction of you are as your. Repeat after me, your. Your. Great job. So both you are and your work here. They're both correct. Then she says, really hard to please. Really means very. It makes it stronger. And hard to please means, like I said before, difficult to make happy, not an easy person to please. Repeat after me. You're really hard to please. You're really hard to please. Great job. I totally agree with Jenny. Anne is very difficult to make happy. She says no to everything. One more time, repeat after me. You're really hard to please. Great, nice job. Well, now we have analyzed every phrase, part by part, and we will now hear the dialogue again. Focus really hard and try your best to understand. I promise this time it will make more sense than the first time you heard it. All right, let's listen.
Hi, Anne. Do you want to go to that new seafood restaurant with me?
I can't. I'm allergic to seafood, remember?
Oh, sorry. I forgot. How about Mexican food?
Nah, I hate spicy food.
Okay, let's have a barbecue then.
Jenny, I'm a vegetarian.
Oh, right. What if we just get some ice cream?
Sorry, I'm lactose intolerant.
Netflix and popcorn?
I can't stand the smell of popcorn.
Annie, you're really hard to please.
Nice. So, how was it? Was it easier to understand? I bet. But just to practice, I recommend listening one more time, and maybe this time repeating it at the same time. By doing this, you will become much more familiar with the expressions from this dialogue and also practice pronunciation and expanding your vocab as much as possible. Remember, you can listen again and understand even more. The dialogue PDF is on our ESOL portal. Check it out. Thank you for listening to Walk and Talk Essentials English. Talk to you later. Bye.